says the General Assembly needs to solve the state's pension problems before the U of I can hire many more faculty and staff. Illinois Public Media's Sean Powers reports.
Speaking Thursday in Chicago during a Board of Trustees meeting, Easter said retirements at the U of I in the first half of this year jumped by about 50% from last year. That was triggered in part by fears of possible reductions in pension benefits. Easter says he wants to see many of those positions filled.
So there are very significant changes occurring within our workforce will cause us to miss people and the capacities that they brought, and at the same time creates opportunities for some changes in direction and rethinking of where we go with various positions.
But Easter says the lack of clarity about the future of the state's pension system remains to be a barrier for the university in hiring faculty and staff. Governor Pat Quinn says lawmakers should reach an agreement about solving the state's massive $85 billion pension debt before the end of the summer. I'm Sean Powers, Illinois Public Media.
A judge in Chicago has sentenced a political insider who became a key government witness in the corruption investigation of former Governor Rod Blagojevich's administration. Stuart Levine pleaded guilty to money laundering and fraud charges and could have received a life sentence, but U.S. District Judge Amy St. Eve sentenced the admitted swindler and longtime drug addict to 5.5 years in prison, a term prosecutors recommended as part of his plea deal. Levine did not testify at either of Blagojevich's trials, but prosecutors say he deserves substantial credit for evidence that led to Blagojevich's convictions, and his testimony did help convict several other Blagojevich insiders. Levine admitted he lined his pockets by abusing his position on powerful state boards and commissions. Piatt County Circuit Judge John Schonkweiler has died. The chief judge for the 6th Judicial Circuit passed away last night following a long illness. The 79-year-old had undergone heart surgery in May and had planned to retire July 31st. Schonkweiler was first elected as resident judge for Piatt County back in 1974. Attorney and University of Illinois law professor Steve Beckett says in addition to arguing at least 100 cases before him, the two knew each other well away from the courtroom.
Not that he didn't have a sense of humor, kind of a dry sense of humor, but he's really, really serious about the profession, really serious about proper legal education for students, and that our goal here at the law school should be to make good ethical lawyers and not necessarily to create scholars, legal scholars. I think he had, you know, that approach.
Moultrie County Judge Dan Flannel has served as interim chief judge since Schonkweiler's illness. He says Schonkweiler had rallied several times and briefly stayed near home at Kirby Hospital in Monticello, but was never well enough to be released from the hospital since his surgery. Survivors include a sister and nephew. Funeral arrangements have not been announced. Federal weather forecasters predict the unusually hot, dry weather that has gripped much of the nation will linger into fall, especially for the parched heartland. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's outlook for August through October shows that nearly every state likely will have hotter than normal temperatures. Much of the Midwest is likely to be drier than normal as well. The forecast issued today indicates a high probability for little rain for all or parts of 15 states for August, including Illinois and Indiana. In response to the statewide drought, Illinois Governor Pat Quinn has so far requested 33 counties, including Champaign, get emergency aid from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Several weeks of hot, dry weather has caused damage to corn and soybean crops in fields, and there's little rain in the forecast over the next couple of weeks. Champaign County Farm Bureau President Lyndon Warfel expects more Illinois counties will be eligible for federal disaster assistance.
Every day is a problem for us, those of us who are not getting rain. In my fields, south of Champaign, I'm seeing deterioration on a daily basis. So there's an understandable time lag there. So our expectation is that more counties will be added steadily.
On Wednesday, the Illinois Farm Bureau endorsed Republican candidate Rodney Davis in the new 13th Congressional District. Both Davis and his Democratic opponent David Gill have called on the federal government to provide aid to Illinois farmers, which could happen soon if Congress passes a new farm bill. As drought conditions in the Midwest continue to persist, they leave grass extremely dry and easy to burn. That's why Indiana State Police are cracking down on those who flick cigarette butts from their vehicles. Michael Puente reports.
It's already tough being a smoker in Indiana. Sure, cigarettes are cheap in the Hoosier State, but there are fewer areas to enjoy a puff. And now, smokers are even subject to scrutiny in their vehicles. That is, if you flick a cigarette butt out a window. State police say if you're caught, you'll be fined a couple of $100 for littering, but up to $10,000 if that butt starts a fire. Indiana State Police spokesman Captain David Burstyn.
If it is a lit cigarette, a firecracker, a lit piece of paper, anything burning thrown from a moving vehicle, including the flicking of ashes off a cigarette, is a violation. I guess the simple way to put it, the world is not your personal ashtray.
Burstyn said there have been no reported cases of fires being caused by a cigarette butt flicked from a vehicle. I'm Michael Puente.
Indiana officials say their state is being unfairly penalized for air quality issues in Illinois. They're asking a federal appeals court to block the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency from declaring two counties out of compliance with the Clean Air Act. Governor Mitch Daniels and Attorney General Greg Zoeller said today every Indiana county meets the standards under the Clean Air Act for the first time. They object to the EPA's decision to find Lake and Porter counties out of compliance because they're part of the Chicago Metropolitan Statistical Area. The EPA notified Indiana earlier this year that air quality data submitted by Illinois showed one monitor exceeded the ozone standard by less than 1%. The non-attainment designation takes effect Friday. Classes have been called off at a southwestern Illinois college after a bomb threat forced the evacuation of the campus. The Belleville News-Democrat reports officials ordered southwestern Illinois College in Belleville cleared out this morning after a student found a threatening handwritten note in a men's bathroom on the main building. College spokesman Mike Fleming says classes will resume Friday. There's no report of any explosives being found. You can find more news anytime at will.illinois.edu. I'm Craig Cohen, Illinois Public Media News.